This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. After a week of violence in Baghdad and obvious tension between the U.S. and Iraqi governments, there is a little bit of relief to report on both fronts. It was notably quiet in the city today. A daytime curfew and a massive American military presence on the street may have made the end of the week more peaceful. Top U.S. and Iraqi officials have been arguing for the last several days over timelines and security. And today, the Prime Minister and the U.S. Ambassador issued a joint statement. In it, Iraq reaffirmed its commitment to a good and strong relationship with the United States. NPR's Jamie Terabay reports on the week in Baghdad.
This week, Iraqis celebrated Eid al-Fitr, marking the end of the holy month of Ramadan. On Monday, a U.S. soldier of Iraqi descent traveled outside the fortified Green Zone to spend the holiday with Iraqi relatives. His kidnapping prompted a major search by U.S. forces in different parts of Baghdad. U.S. military spokesman Major General Bill Caldwell.
We have detained a number of personnel for possible connection with or knowledge of this kidnapping. We're using all assets in our arsenal to find this American soldier.
It had been an extremely bloody Ramadan for all. On average, 40 Iraqis died each day. More than 300 Iraqi soldiers and police were killed, and the U.S. military marked a grim milestone, with at least 97 U.S. troops killed this month, the highest death toll since last October. This was bad news for the Bush administration and the Republican Party fighting to win next month's midterm elections. General George Casey, the top U.S. military commander in Iraq, told reporters this week Iraqi forces need another 12 to 18 months before they're ready to assume full control. But that was only half the solution.
If the political leadership of Iraq can come together and resolve the basic issues that are dividing them, I believe we can make good progress on the security front. And that, coupled with the already good progress with the Iraqi security forces, I think can put Iraq in a very good place in 12 months.
The talk of timelines infuriated Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, who claimed it was aimed more at American voters than Iraqis. But in the marked change, only 2 days later, Maliki issued a joint statement with American Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad, in which the Iraqi government essentially agreed to develop a timeline for progress. In today's statement, both sides pledged to support each other. As Ramadan ended, the violence in Baghdad eased, but that may be because of the stepped-up presence of U.S. troops in the street searching for the missing soldier. Supermarket owner Anwar Khadim says his street in the Karada district has been closed off since Monday, as U.S. and Iraqi troops stop and search every car.
They say an American was kidnapped? So what? Should the Iraqi people live in hell just for his sake? We're harmed because of him.
Not everywhere was quiet. Yesterday, militiamen ambushed Iraqi police in Bakuba, northeast of Baghdad. 18 militiamen and 24 policemen were killed, and at least 7 other police were wounded. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.